In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The text of the sermon is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 8th chapter, especially this verse. And when a great multitude came together, and they of every city resorted unto him, he spake by a parable. Thus far the word of the Lord, let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, we give thee most hearty thanks for thy divine word, which thou art pleased to sow as a heavenly seed among us. And we beseech thee that thou wouldst by thy word and spirit make our hearts a good ground, guard us against the dangers arising from cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and keep our faith from being uprooted by the blasts of affliction, that in an honest and good heart we may bring forth abundant fruit. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My dearly beloved, our Lord Jesus, the Christ, today speaks to us in a parable. His parable is meant to tell us how deeply he loves us. It shows his great care for us. For like the householder in the parable last Sunday, who went out 5 times during the day to call laborers into his vineyard, showing his mercy and love and his generosity, so too does the sower in today's parable continue to sow the seed of the word of God, heedless upon which soil it might alight. The sower, our Lord Jesus, continues to sow the seed of the word of God into the world. He continues to sow the seed of the word of God into our good and honest hearts, so that we might bring forth the fruit of faith with patience. And that is what our Lord does for us here today in this place. He is sowing the word of God into our ears and hearts, so that we might cling to him in faith and be saved, that by the word he might create in us good and honest hearts. And he does not do this only through the preached word. Indeed, the preacher sows the word of God into our ears and hearts by preaching the pure gospel, by preaching the promises of our Lord Jesus, of his loving kindnesses and his care and mercy for us poor sinners. But our Lord Jesus is abundantly merciful toward us poor, miserable sinners, for he not only preaches into our ears the saving and pure gospel, but imparts his seed of the word of God through the means of grace. Through holy baptism, through holy absolution, through the Holy Supper, and through our mutual conversation and consolation with each other as we share our faith in him and comfort one another in our sinfulness with the promise of forgiveness. Our Lord desires that we hear his word and cling to its promises in faith. Therefore, he is abundant in spreading the seed of the word of God into our ears and our hearts. He that has ears to hear, let him hear, are the words with which our Lord Jesus ends his parable. It is not simply a cry for people to listen and take to heart his words, but it is a prayer that we might not fall victim to the praying and prowling of the devil, the world, and our flesh. For these enemies of our souls constantly seek to prevent us from hearing and receiving the word of the Lord Jesus. Now many people, when they hear this parable, get caught up in what type of soil they are. The Lord is not concerned about this. He only wants us to hear his word. The fact that we are even here listening to the word of the Lord God shows us what soil we truly are. We are here to hear the word of the Lord God, so that our hearts are already good ground. For we desire to receive his word with good and honest hearts and bear fruit 100-fold. But my friends, that does not mean that since we are here, that does not mean that our enemies are stopping their attack against us. St. Paul, in his second epistle to the church at Corinth, our epistle reading for the day, gave us a long list of ways that the devil, the world, and our flesh attack us constantly. He wrote this to the church of Corinth as a bolster to their faith, to show them that even he had endured persecution and shame on account of the enemies of the Lord God. If we listened to that list of horrors St. Paul endured, we must confess that he was under constant attack from the enemies of the Lord God. They wanted to silence him, and they would do anything to him to get him to deny the faith, to deny the church and the grace of the Lord God. A thorn in his flesh was given even to him by the Lord God to keep him humble and always look in faith to the Lord God, because it taught that the Lord's grace was sufficient for him. St. Paul would always be reminded that he persecuted the church, that he was a murderer of Christians. But this constant thorn in his flesh only served to make him even more faithful to the Lord God, to the Lord Jesus. For he was carried by the Lord Jesus to the third heaven on the road to Damascus and saw the beauties and glories of heaven. He was transported into heaven, paradise. This is something for which he would do anything and endure anything to obtain the crown of eternal life. St. Paul told this to the church at Corinth to encourage them to remain faithful unto death in the midst of persecution, in the midst of the onslaught of our spiritual enemies, in the midst of all those horrors that St. Paul endured. This is why our Lord Jesus tells us this parable today. He wants us to hear how the devil, the world, and our flesh try to prevent us from hearing his holy word. He will continue to spread the seed of the word of God. He will continue to teach and catechize us in his holy word. But he also warns us that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion waiting to pounce upon us and devour us. Our Lord does this by showing us how the word of God is received by others. There are those in which the seed is cast into the wayside. It is trampled underfoot and devoured up by the birds of the air. These are those who reject the word of God as soon as they hear it. They have no use for it. They reject it as useless, as false information. They believe that only weak-willed people who need a crutch to get through life would believe such things. That is all fantasy. But they do not realize that the devil is at work in their hearts. The devil tramples the word of God under his foot so that it cannot take root. The devil's angels also come in like birds and devour the seed out of their hearts so that it cannot take root and grow. They listen to the devil and his lies. The devil does not want us to be saved, and so does all in his power to deceive us and mislead us into sin and great shame. He does everything in his power to take the word of God away from us. In the case of many people, in case of many unbelievers, he succeeds. The devil also uses our very own flesh to deceive us and mislead us, to use our sinful nature against us, for some seed fell on the rock and could not take root. Therefore, when times of trial and temptation come our way, even as they came the way of St. Paul in the epistle reading, their faith is not strong enough to endure it. These ones receive the word of God with joy and gladness. But when trials come, they blame the Lord God instead of their sinfulness and the existence of sin in this world. Their faith is weak because they do not cling unceasingly to the Lord Jesus. They do not go to him in prayer and study the word of God. They rely on their own gumption, their own striving and working to get them through, and they end up failing every single time. In times of trial and temptation, our Lord would have us remember his loving kindness toward us. He would have us remember that he is ever diligent in planting into our ears the promises of salvation in him alone. But we must also remember that in addition to the devil in our flesh, the world is also seeking to destroy our faith in the Lord Jesus. The world is the enemy that is most subtle. This is why our Lord lists it last. For it works many times without us being aware that it is working against us. Hear what our Lord Jesus says about the seed that fell among the thorns. The word of God is choked away by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. This is why the world is the most insidious, because it destroys our faith without our even knowing that it is doing such a thing. For we often find ourselves stressed out about the cares and riches, or lack thereof, of this life. And we just consider it commonplace. This is just the way life is. We are constantly being told by the world that our happiness is the most important thing that we should be after. This is why we have phrases in our society bandied about like self-care and self-love. True care and love are never directed inward. They are always directed outward to other people. That is what the definition of love actually is. It is sacrificing yourself for someone or something else. Our Lord Jesus shows us true love in that he sacrifices his very self for our redemption. But his self-sacrifice does not begin or end at the Holy Cross. He had already shown his love for us in that he laid his divinity aside to humble himself and come down to take upon himself our flesh. He humbled himself to be persecuted and tempted by the devil and the world. He endured shame, mockery, beating, spitting, and the like that makes St. Paul's sufferings in the epistles seem like nothing. Finally, he offered up his life as a ransom for ours. He died under the tree of the Holy Cross in order to redeem us, to buy us back from the devil, to free us from the torment of sin and death. And he rose again the third day to show us that his sacrifice was accepted by the Heavenly Father, so that we too may not see nor taste death, but live with him forever in heaven. It is this love for us that prompts him to continually plant the seed of the Word of God into our hearts through the means of grace. He loves us enough, his grace is sufficient enough for us, in that he abundantly draws us to himself through the promises found in his Word and sacraments. Today he has gathered us here in this place to plant the Word of God into our good and honest hearts, so that it might produce the fruit of faith, and we might cling to him and his promises. Therefore, my dear friends, let us not be ashamed by those who reject the word of God, nor let us fear when trial and temptation overtake us, nor let us be consumed by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. For all these things will pass away. Our Lord Jesus has planned for us an eternal home in heaven. By sowing his seed of the word of the Lord God, he is teaching us to trust in him and to look to this eternal reward of life with him and all the saints and angels forever and ever. For he desires that we produce the fruit of faith in good and honest hearts, to cling to him and his sacrifice, to cling to his merits, to cling to his love shown through his work to us. Therefore, he plants the seed into our hearts whenever we gather in this place to hear his holy word. Let us, therefore, my dear friends, have ears to hear and continue to gather in this place so that you might hear that the Lord our God loves us and cares for us abundantly and eternally. In the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, be pleased to accompany thy word with thy Holy Spirit, and grant that thy word would increase faith in us. Bring into the way of truth all such as aver, turn the hearts of the unrepentant, and for sake of thy name grant succor to all heavy hearts and those who are heavy laden, that they may through the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ be relieved and preserved, so that they succumb not to the temptation of despair, but rather that they gain the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. The same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.